Day 2, The Spreading Nature of Sin. Devotional. Have you ever watched a small drop of food coloring disperse through a glass of water? What starts as a tiny, concentrated spot quickly spreads until it changes the entire glass. This is exactly how sin works in our lives and communities. Paul uses the metaphor of leaven, or yeast, spreading through dough to illustrate this truth. Just a little bit of yeast works through the entire batch of dough, changing its very nature. Similarly, when we allow sin to remain unchecked in our lives or communities, it doesn't stay neatly contained, it spreads and affects everything it touches. This is why the company we keep matters so much. When we regularly associate with those who normalize or encourage sinful behavior, those influences gradually work their way into our own hearts and minds. What once seemed clearly wrong may begin to appear acceptable or even desirable. This doesn't mean we avoid all contact with those who don't share our faith or values. Jesus himself was known as a friend of sinners. But it does mean being intentional about who we allow to deeply influence us and shape our character. Bible verse, your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. Reflection question. What influences in your life might be spreading like yeast, subtly changing your perspective on sin and holiness? Quote, sin, like yeast, doesn't stay contained. It always spreads. Sin will take you further into worse places than you ever intended on it to go. Prayer. Father, help me recognize the subtle ways sin can spread in my life through the influences I allow. Give me discernment to identify these patterns and courage to make changes where needed. Create in me a clean heart that desires your holiness above all else. Amen.